Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports. So to speed things up a little bit, this is the Meth Segment with John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I was just watching, you know, the World Series of Poker is going on, Lance. I didn't play in it this year. Took a break. Richard Seymour, he's a good player. He finished 134th a couple of years ago in 2019. He finished 284th
in the World Series
this year. World Series, yeah.
Richard Seymour, not the D lineman?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He won $50,900. It's a $10,000 entry, so he won $40,000, almost $41,000. But he's a good player. He got a little lucky on this one. He was up against – he got king-queen up against ace-king and pair of tens, and he caught a flush on the river and knocked out a couple of guys for a big pot. But he finished 284th. That's good playing. It ain't easy. It is not easy, the World Series of Poker. It is a grind. And we had a few guys from our poker. We do a poker thing where we sent seven guys to the World Series, and we had a couple of guys cash. A couple of guys. It ain't easy. It just is. It's tough. It's a grind. But Richard Seymour is a pretty good player. You may be seeing him going forward. Poker's so much fun. You ain't playing any poker anymore, are you?
No, I haven't played in a long time. It is fun. I just haven't played in a long time.
Mm. Yeah, I don't play as much as I used to either because golf. So it's. But I love it. Still love it. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the number to hang out with us. Is Elon Musk, is that still on?
The fight?
Yeah, the fight.
I don't know. I saw the other day, it's so weird. There was, who was he with? Who was Mark Zuckerberg was water skiing with two people. Like,
Israel Adesanya,
yeah,
and somebody else.
Stylebender and another fighter, I think. So Mark Zuckerberg's hanging out with UFC fighters. I think Mark Zuckerberg, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think the nerd from Facebook is going to beat the nerd from Tesla.
Do you think the nerd from Meta?
Oh, yeah, Meta, whatever.
Yeah.
No, does anyone call it that?
I guess it is. The Meta nerd beats the Twitter nerd?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call him the Tesla nerd, but I guess we could call him the Twitter nerd, yeah.
So, did you see what Musk proposed?
Who, what? Fight to the death?
No, he wanted to measure junk. He wants them to have a junk measuring.
Shut up.
Contest. Yes. Yes. Literally, he said, and he called Zuckerberg a cuck in the tweet as well.
Wait, do these guys legit not like each other?
Apparently.
How are grown men talking like that? Like, Elon Musk has gotten wild the last 2 years. What is he? Is this an AI talking for him? Is this? What? No. Elon Musk? A guy who's got Tesla as, you know, a huge investment. He's got SpaceX and Tesla and Twitter, and he's calling people cucks? Really? Would Warren Buffett ever do such a thing? Would T. Boone Pickens ever do something like this?
So they
Mattress
have the
Mac
odds.
Wouldn't even Mattress Mac wouldn't do that. Now Mattress Mac doesn't have like Elon Musk money, obviously.
The odds for Elon Musk to win the junk measuring contest, he's -200.
Well, obviously, if he's putting it out there, he must feel some kind of way.
Yeah, he's proud of himself. He's proud of himself. they've got under over on length. They've got on every inch.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I can.
Who is they?
This is BetMGM.
BetMGM has that out there?
BetOnline. BetOnline.
Good Lord. Oh, Josh sent that out?
This is from, is it Jimmy Shapiro?
Oh,
Jimmy Shapiro sent this out.
This is not the way our country should be operating. We are just okay with whatever now.
Just whatever.
It's a combination of literally anything goes or literally nothing goes. Like,
right.
You're not allowed to do any of this. It's like super restrictive or super wide open. That doesn't make sense. Because society is either extraordinarily restrictive or there's no restriction at all. All right, pull out your wieners. It's time to measure for the championship. Like, what? Are we supposed to be doing this? Why is Idiocracy so right? Why did Mike Judge nail it years ago?
Speaking of which, the pillow guy, the nut job pillow guy.
Yeah.
He says that, and is this the right way to say it? They did cancel culture on me.
I like the way it's worded. They did cancel culture
on
me.
I was canceled.
Listen, let him cook. If he wants to say they did cancel culture on me, then that's fine too. Yeah, sometimes I like when you use I kind of like that. Like if somebody was talking about hazing, right? They put hazing on me.
Right.
It's not exactly
they hazed
right
me.
But there's something about it that sounds like there's something about it that's pleasing to me that it sounds so off.
Well, because I'm old, I don't know verbiage, right?
No, I think you're right on this one. They did cancel culture on me. No, that's not really the best way to word it, but I think it's acceptable. I'm fine with it. Swimming. Hey, what did you do today? I did swimming pool.
Yeah.
I did some coffee. I did swimming, and then I also did some lunch.
Right.
But I also had to do some poo. Okay. I'm not sure if that's how you need to say all this, but that's fine.
Right, but I understand what you're saying.
I know what you're saying.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like English is your first language.
Yeah, but I don't know because I just learned about glizzies, okay?
Yeah.
So, right. So I don't know.
Do you like, you're a big fan of glizzies, right?
Well,
do you like eating glizzies?
With mustard and relish. I like it the Chicago-style glizzy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Right.
What else are we talking about here? Do we have something else that we started with? We always start with something and end with something that's not anything having to do with the other, with the first.
No, this time we didn't. We just went.
Oh, right, Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And then you took it to some.
Speaking of glizzies.
Yep.
So that wrapped up that segment.
I'll be honest. I'm tired of hearing about Elon Musk. Like, Elon Musk, I hear about him. It used to be Trump that you always had. Everything was Trump, 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 Trump. Everybody in the media is Trump, 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 Trump. You couldn't get away from it. It's getting to the point where I can't get away from Elon Musk either. Everything is Elon Musk now. Everything.
No, but he really screwed up. I mean, I don't know how Twitter was run before. All I know is, man, I got a lot of ads now.
Bro, if I have to be told that Cheech and Chong have their own weed place now again.
Yes.
I already know
like
they've got
every,
weed.
Every other tweet
Every other tweet.
And Chong. Oh, really?
Chong's got some weed now. Never thought that was possible.
That was the most obvious. Do we need them to remind us? We knew that 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and now it's like, oh, well, thanks for telling me, you two.
Here's another promoted cheat. Look, here's The Athletic tricking me with the story that's actually a year old. Promoted. Yeah. Oh, Cheech and Chong have weed. What else always pops up? I've got some hip hook thing that's popping up a lot from Athleta or whatever. I think I accidentally looked at it, and now the algorithm thinks, oh, Lance wants all this stuff. I'm the dummy who has bought probably six different things off of Instagram advertising, so now I'm cooked. Like, now it's over.
Yeah.
Everything is an advertising. They're like, he'll buy anything. This dummy will buy. The dumbest thing I've ever bought. This is on everything. There's something that you can put behind your knees. Like, you wear it on your knees, and it's got a spring-loaded system in the back where you can bend down, but then it gives you, like, it makes standing up easier. And I was thinking, well, this would be great if I'm hiking. It'll be, like, easy. You just, you know, going up a hill will be really easy. I've never even taken, I got that, and I'm like, this looks, what is this? This isn't going to work. So I never used it. I bought something where it's like, oh, look at this. You can hit this button, and this rotating brush goes. It's really easy to clean your shower or clean your, you know, you could clean your house.
House.
I got that. Never even taken it out of the box. What came in the other day that I'm not going to use? Oh, that dumb hip hook thing that I bought. That's never. Oh, my iliacus. Oh, I have to get that. So the iliacus can help your back and your. Oh, I need to get this thing that you get your iliacus with. That'll never be used. I have bought so many things off of Instagram that I will never, ever use, and now I'm a fool. Like, a fool. I can't even think of some of the other things that I bought and don't use, but that's me. I'm the one who buys Instagram. Oh, I got this one, too. Oh, would you like your brain to really function better? Why don't you get some of this? This makes you more alert. This improves your memory. This gives you focus. This gives you energy. Like, are you serious? I've got five different pills. Let me get this. Never even opened the box. It's still sealed with these five different types of pills. Like, I am the worst at that stuff. As a matter of fact, if you guys want to buy any of these things from me for half price, I'll sell you all of them. As a matter of fact, if somebody will take them all, every one of them, I'll give it to you for $100.
All of them.
Everything that I buy that I've never opened or used, I'll give them all to 100. It's like a grab bag thing. And maybe, I promise you, I spent more than that on these things. I promise you, you're getting a deep discount.
Yeah. All right, breaking it here. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Anything that you want to talk about, you want to talk about Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg's fight. Okay, let's go. You're more than welcome. First, though, we're going to talk about your patio.
Well, so Texas Custom Patios, there's a lot of different patio companies that you can look at, but the competition wilts once you get to the website. And you go look at the before and afters, you go look at the process of how they work at Texas Custom Patios. And I think that's one of the most favorable things is on their website, they basically walk you through what it's like for the permits, the design portion when they come over and they measure everything. The concrete pour, they've got pictures of it happening at another job that they have, so you can kind of see what it's going to look like for you. But everything they say comes true. I had them build one before they were advertisers. I talked them into advertising because I was blown away by their product. The natural stone, the granite countertops, you can do travertine or do stamped concrete on the floor of your patio if you wanted to pour, if you want a room addition, they need to add to the foundation. They can do things like that. There's nothing that they can't do. Swimming pools are incredible. No matter how upgraded you want to go with a swimming pool standpoint, you want a pool house, they can do that. The outdoor kitchen, the outdoor living spaces, the big TV, you want to do multiple TVs. Anything that you can conceive of, they can build, and your quality of life will skyrocket here in the Houston area. Or even beyond, they're in the Dallas area as well. So make sure that you're talking to my friends over at Texas Custom Patios because nobody beats them when it comes to putting together an awesome product that is going to add value to your home and add value to your life. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
Back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least eight states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Shohei Ohtani tonight for the Angels. Shohei is 7-4 with a 3.32. Shohei started off the season 4-0. He was 5-1. Then he was got up to 7-3. He's 7-4. Three of his losses, the Angels scored 0 runs, 2 runs, and 1 run. He lost 2-0 to the Dodgers, and he lost 3-1. So to Houston. So Shohei not getting the kind of run support. He easily could be 9-1 right now. Easily could be 9-1 right now. Or even 10-1 if he got any run support, but he's 7-3 with a 3.32. MLB put out its pitcher power rankings. Lance, guess who's the number one pitcher in baseball according to Major League Baseball?
It's not Fromber.
Fromber.
It is Fromber.
Fromber.
Okay. I mean, all Fromber does is pitch at that level, and no one ever gives him respect to being the best. Like Justin
Verlander.
Well,
not only
what the hell are you doing here?
Who?
What are you doing here? Hold on. Use that one.
Who's here?
Why are you asking me why I'm here?
Well, I don't. Well, what are you doing here?
Well, Paul's not in.
Never mind. Paul's on vacation.
So if you
again.
Listen to. The station that you work for.
I just heard him say, whoop, I hope I come back alive. End,
well, that wasn't Paul. That was Sean.
That wasn't Paul?
That was Sean doing an impression
that was Sean.
Of Paul.
Oh, yeah. God. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. Well, I thought that was
thought
Paul
was
actually
Paul
talking
too.
Like that.
No.
I thought it was Paul, too.
Do we know where Paul is?
No, we never do. He's somewhere in the Northeast at a wedding.
I just assume.
It's almost every time he's gone, he's at a wedding somewhere in the Northeast.
I just assume.
Paul Polillo? We don't know where he is.
I just assume Bill Simmons is having a tryout for Northeastern media types, and Paul is there, and he fits the qualifications, and he likes Boston sports. He already fits a couple of the qualifications, so I just assume Paul's at some secret tryout trying to get a job with the Ringer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Well, that's Dell's guess. What's your guess, John? I almost don't want to ask you.
No, I'm not. I have no idea where Paul is. All I know is it's the summer of Gallant now.
Yeah,
that radio show, that 2 hours. Apparently, you just work when you want. That's all I know.
I can tell you right now, I haven't even started, and I know it's a taxing job. So I'm not going to finish my shift.
It was weird when you and Raheel did it. It felt like y'all were always here.
Well, we actually liked their jobs.
When Polillo did it, it was like,
I don't know. Well, we know Paul doesn't love his job because how do you take a vacation in the middle of July? With all this stuff going on.
This is amazing stuff happening right now. We've got Summer League. We've
like
got
Paul Polillo.
CJ Stroud talk.
Ooh.
We have different types of LeBron's not retiring. We found that out, which that was something we were worried about.
He dressed like a supervillain at the ESPYs.
I set up a new conversation. It's called Would You Trade for Ohtani? I think you'll find that that's a fun new
tweets.
That's a fun new game that you can play.
I was in Ormond Beach on vacation, and I saw those tweets, and I thought to myself, "What are those idiots doing? Why would they want to bring that on themselves?"
Oh, really? Like when I was on vacation and you were doing the Mount Rushmore of basketball?
I didn't do that.
You guys did the LeBron versus Michael argument.
We didn't do that.
Well, we did it ironically.
As a joke. You guys did that seriously because you're clowns.
We were very serious.
Yeah.
We were very
serious
about this.
From what I remember, you want to rent Ohtani and trade Altuve, Javier,
this is what happens on Twitter.
Is that what happened?
It's a bunch of bull bleep. No rental, and it was Javier. There was no Altuve. It was Javier and Yordan. for Ohtani if Ohtani would agree to a 9-year, $540 million deal.
Were you trading Kyle Tucker for Giolito, too? I thought I saw that.
No, that's John.
Oh, okay.
For Giolito?
This yeah. John wants to
no,
do Giolito.
He's the one that wants Kyle Tucker traded right
no,
now,
No, John
not
wants
me.
Giolito.
And oh, by the way,
I wonder
you're
why.
Calling us clowns.
Another guy
Kyle
with a,
another
last
Kyle
name
Tucker
with a, last
is the
name
one.
With a vowel, and John wants to trade
surprise,
for him.
Surprise.
Shocking.
Mancini last year.
Hey, no. Mancini's got to play more. We need Giolito. Oh, the Italian. Here comes the Italian
well,
influence on
John,
the show.
John, you know you got a new Italian in your to root for. Christian Pulisic is apparently like somewhat Italian, so you can root
well,
for him.
Thank
Pulisic
you.
Is?
Like near,
thank you.
Yeah,
or
he's
he
Croatian.
Play for Roma.
Yeah, he's playing for Milan, AC Milan. So, John, you got another one to root for.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? The greatest players in history are Italians. The Joe DiMaggio, the Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. What? You
yeah.
can't just go Babe Ruth.
What?
And
yeah,
turn people
that's right.
Italian.
The Bam. Oh. You don't think he's got to be Italian? He's the Bambino.
What did, did Ty Cobb think he was Italian? I think he called him something else.
yeah. Well, guess what? Kyle Tucker's the one that brought up the trade for Ohtani, not us. So you're calling Kyle Tucker a
well,
clown.
He did a day after we did it.
No, he did it at the All-Star game.
Well,
he did it.
Oh, well, we didn't have the audio until the next
all I
day.
Saw was a viral tweet about you guys trying to trade beloved Astros for Ohtani for a rental. So
that
I feel like
true,
that's a bad you. Idea. I'm on the side of that's a stupid idea.
Well,
dumb.
Not only stupid, but the things that we were called.
Well, I agree. I was. Hey, I football. Actually created a couple of accounts to send those tweets to you.
Hey, football boy, well, stick to football because you don't know anything about baseball.
Football
okay?
boy. That's yeah. that's what your new nickname is.
That's no, you. That's you.
Oh,
they were
me?
Talking to. Yeah, they were talking to you. Who's, you're a football boy.
Who's they?
The tweeters.
Twitter? The people. Yeah, Twitter.
They must not know that I'm a baseball guy, that they call me Mr. Baseball.
Oh,
Tom Selleck?
That's Dell.
Yes, they call me Mr. Baseball,
oh, we're gonna
the numbers
talk,
guy.
I'm going to talk plenty of baseball coming up. On the show, I'm going to give you the starters for the weekend, talk about some rehab assignments.
Oh, here we go.
So we're going to get into it. We're going to dive deep into the Astros coming back.
Oh, he's practicing radio
from,
talk.
From All-Star, from
we're gonna
the All-Star break.
A deep dive
deep,
into
deep dive.
What it means in the second half. Oh, but it's not really the second half, you know, because they played more than 81 games. But the second half of the season is upon us. Let's go, Astros. Isn't it good to feel a little fear? You're two games back, not leading the division by eight coming out of the All-Star break. That fear keeps you alive, doesn't it?
Don't steal these topics, John, okay? Dell's already he's harvested them, so don't steal these topics.
Thank you. They're mine. No. Don't finish out your show with my first 30 minutes, okay?
You know what John's talking about today? Elon Musk having a – trying to go – I'm sure you heard – did you hear that on the radio? Elon Musk versus the over-unders at BetMGM about Elon Musk is Elon Musk's junk.
Junk.
Yeah, tell him, John.
Yeah, that's that. Elon Musk said, "Let's have a measuring contest. Let's measure
against Zuckerberg."
Okay? And now, Bet Online has all the odds of
and
what
John
how,
wanted
how,
to run over unders, and I stopped it.
Are they gonna put? Are they gonna put them up on the sphere in Vegas so everyone gets to see?
Oh, I don't know. At what point is somebody gonna hack the sphere and throw porn on it?
Well, it's got to happen.
I mean, it's gonna happen, right? And now they say this sphere concept. Which is multi-billion, they want to put this around the different places around the country as a big advertising thing. Like, I don't know. Do you want a sphere in Houston? I guess it would be cool as long as it's not my money. I ain't paying any tax dollars for it.
Telma can build it.
Telma's not spending $2 billion on a sphere.
Come on, Tillman.
He's dumping all that money into keeping gambling out of Texas, right?
I didn't say that.
I did. I
no,
know you didn't.
Actually, he's not. He would make a lot of money in Galveston with some gambling in Texas. He'd make
nugget.
A boatload.
Golden Nugget would
of course,
turn into
it would
a huge
destroy Lake Charles.
Probably.
All right, we got a break.
I'm
Dell
here.
Is here. Dell is with us here.
He's
going to
sit
ESPN
in the last
90s.
30 minutes of the show.
Dell, oh, and Dell, we got to do I'm News out. Of the Weird. No. We got to do News of the Weird, so don't go anywhere, Dell. All right. Let me talk right now, though, about your prostate. Listen, if you've got issues, if you've got an enlarged prostate, it's not a good thing. You got to go to the bathroom all the time. You get up in the middle of the night. It sucks. It could lead to kidney problems, liver problems, urinary tract infections. If you've got an enlarged prostate, it sucks. It's not a good thing. You can get rid of it. Okay, and you don't have to have surgery. Back in the day, even a large prostate, okay, let's go in. We'll get the surgery. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, trust me. They put a knife in you. They open up a blade, and it cuts your it's awful. Dr. Manavis has a different way to go about this. It's unbelievable. It's an IV, okay? She puts an IV into the groin area. You sit for about 45 minutes, and painless. The only pain is putting an IV in you. That's it. It's it. And you are going to, in 45 minutes, you're going to be good again. If your ED is created because you got an enlarged prostate, then that will be cured as well. 100% of her patients are seeing, 100% are seeing that their ED goes away if it's caused by the enlarged prostate. So if you're looking for a great way to do this, if you think you might, if you've got symptoms, can't go, can't stop, can't start up a weak stream, all of these things, if you think you might have an enlarged prostate, go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN, 975.com, Tiger Friendly Radio.
He would take a picture of Carol and take her head and put it on the body of a man in a diaper.
Stay with us today from 3 to 7 p.m. for the Wheelhouse. Here's a preview of what the guys will be discussing.
Loaded Wheelhouse. We are live from the Kima Boardwalk, hanging out, part of the ESPN Summer Circuit. We got Chump of the Week at 4:45. Todd Callis is going to join us to talk all things Astros at 4:30. Rockets win totals are out. Make sure you tune in. We're going to be having some fun. We'll talk to you at 3 o'clock in Kima.
The Wheelhouse with Brad, Cody, and Jake. Today, starting at 3 p.m. only on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Jeremy Branham for Gentle Bend Spirits. As all of you know, it's the best in the business. I'm hooked. Swing on by the tasting room in Alvin and get your hands on the very best. Vodka, gin, and bourbon, the best on the market. Terrific spot for a drink and a new deck for all of you that like to enjoy the outdoors. Great drinks and so much history. Pull up to the bar. Made out of the last salvaged whiskey fermented at the Wild Turkey Distillery, commissioned in the 1920s with 70 years of service. Sit back with good company and raise a glass to the very best, Gentle Bend.
Hey guys, this is Lisa Zadok from Zadok Jewelers with a hot tip on how to keep your lady happy. Visit the Zadok Bridal Shop, a modern bride's dream. We work with our global network to source GIA certified ethical diamonds for you at a fair price. Not only do we carry a selection of the finest diamond settings, we also have a full custom design team ready to turn any ring dream into a ring reality. Zadok Jewelers, where Houston gets engaged.
Listen up, Texas. The Powerball jackpot is over $800 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lotto Texas tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lotto Texas, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com, jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen, use what you know and create your own business on selflist.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance. Except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The biggest thing going on this weekend is the Astros playing the Angels all weekend long. They'll be on ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball. at 6 o'clock, so we will have that to watch this weekend. Shohei Ohtani going tonight against J.P. France, coming out of the All-Star break as the starter. Framber Valdez and Christian Javier will pitch in Game 3. Hasn't pitched since July 3rd. Jose Altuve can come off the disabled list. We'll see if he does. And Yordan Alvarez and Jose Urquidy getting rehab starts in Sugarland. So we got all of that going on to keep track of this weekend while we take a couple of days off.
I can't imagine Yordan is going to be a long stint. I'm curious about how long it takes Urquidy. Who are you more in? Well, I mean, I'm way more interested in Urquidy. I mean, Alvarez should make it back quickly, but what does Urquidy's velocity look like? How does he look? I mean, that's a guy who I'm, you know, I've been sitting here the whole year. You have a lot of Astros fans have been saying, well, Urquidy's going to make it back at some point. Well, Urquidy will come back. Well, you'll get Urquidy back. Well, here we are. I mean, and well, we're in mid-July, right. And we're hoping, and this is the time when they said, to be fair, this is the timetable. Yes. But yep. Now we got to see if he makes it back by the 25th. Is he back that early?
Let's face it, Astros haven't always been forthcoming about rehabs or, you know, and when the guys are going to be back. So, you know, that this is that he is actually coming back right now when they said he was going to. It'll be interesting, you know, but there's always, oh, he had some tenderness. Oh, he had some discomfort. Oh, he had some, we're getting that all the time. We got to shut him down. I'm a lot more wary about Urquidy than I am about Yordan.
Oh, yeah.
But Yordan's been listen, Altuve came back and he's got he had an oblique and then he came back and he's got to go off again with an oblique. This has been a while for Yordan now. This has been quite a while for this oblique. It must have been really messed up. Really messed up for him to be out this long. And, you know, and we'll see if he, and, you know, he's one also. Oh, his hands are fine. Wait, his hands are hurt again. What? Yordan is a guy who has had a lot, more than a few things going on with his body for a young guy.
It's why I brought it up with the Ohtani, the hypothetical, because Yordan's two knees, two hands, and an oblique. And this is in the last 4 years. That's a lot. For a young player, that's a lot. And honestly, I know Yordan likes playing left field. I mean, for me, he's turning into a full-time DH as soon as possible. I don't want him taking any chance. Why have him out there where he can get hurt in the field? Why would you do it? He's too valuable. He's missing too much time. Just take any concern over that. And Northwestern fires football and baseball head coaches over hazing allegations.
Whoa, baseball too?
Baseball too. Not that anyone would pay attention to that.
Did you see who put his name in the hat for the Northwestern job?
I did not yet.
Ed Orgeron. Can you imagine Ed Orgeron in Chicago where no one could possibly understand
Chicago?
Him?
He's in Evanston.
Yeah.
At Northwestern. There's
the Chicago market. Yeah.
There's no way. That's not going to make sense. Now, if he were in Chicago, I could see some of the Chicago. Well, Chicago just doesn't have big college football scene, so it doesn't matter. But
no.
Northwestern? No, that's hoity-toity.
Well, it's not really Evanston team. It's Chicago's team. So, I mean, it's like.
Well, you still have to drive. I used to go stay out in Evanston with Paul and Brian, and it's a 25 minute drive out there. And
no,
who's going from
that.
Chicago out
to Chicago? But anytime he's heard, it's at the entire city, on newscasts, or it's not just Evanston. First of all, Ed Orgeron is done. Right?
I mean, why?
What did he do wrong
that will keep him out of football? Did he sexually abuse somebody, assault someone?
No.
Does he have
a racial
thing in his background?
No.
Okay, what has he done that will keep him out?
When he got that money, as soon as he got that money, he went out, got divorced, and then he's sending out pictures of him in bed with a new blonde, okay? And he's hitting on donors, on LSU donors' wives at gas stations. I mean, Coach was just like, I'm out there now. Okay?
Are you choo-choo watching now? What are you doing?
I don't know. Listen, it's the way I would have gone about it, except the whole divorce thing.
Okay? Ooh, I hope Wendy's listening. Excuse me?
No, it with my first wife. That's how I
would
have gone about
it. Yeah.
Right. But not listen, and that was his first wife. And he was, you know, as soon as he got that money and that fame, he was like, I'm letting
nobody hires anyone who divorces their wife and goes after a young blonde girl. That would never happen. Signed a coach we know. Come on. That's not something that will keep you from hiring him.
Well, that's not why. Ed Orgeron in Chicago just don't mix.
Not Northwestern. Not Northwestern. No. But Ed Orgeron's not done. Ed Orgeron, I could see him coaching again somewhere, 100%. I could see Ed Orgeron at a place like Mississippi State.
No.
Why not? He recruits great. What is it that you're worried about?
I'll hire him as a recruiter. I ain't hiring Ed Orgeron.
He won a national championship.
Yeah.
With guys he brought in.
He had one of the great teams. He had it.
Yeah.
And he had an offensive coordinator that was fantastic.
Who recruited Jamar Chase? Who brought in Joe Burrow from Ohio State? I did.
That's exactly right. I want you to go out recruiting for me. Let's go out recruiting. I'm telling you, Ed Orgeron ain't getting a head coaching job.
I don't know anything that would preclude him from it.
First of all, he does not have the
big things that keep you out of it.
You know, first of all, he had real issues in his career with substance.
Oh, it was years ago, though. Yeah, my brother was at Nicholls State when he was having them.
Yeah. No. He had real issues. Then it took him 2 years to get out of that he was done at LSU after a national championship when he was a state hero. And it took him 2 years to work his way out of there. I think there is zero chance Ed Orgeron will be a head coach again sometime.
You have to tell me something he did that precludes him from working, because he doesn't have something racial. He doesn't have sexual assault. He doesn't have Me Too. He doesn't have any of the big things, the hazing stuff now. None of that stuff is in his background that I know of. He's just a guy that, you know, rubbed people the wrong way at Louisiana. Plus, that's also a fan base that wants to get rid of coaches all the time. You've said it yourself on the air. They can't stand, you know, as soon as you do anything wrong, he's got to go. He's got to go.
Well, that's LSU.
Yeah, that's
LSU.
What I'm saying. I mean, Ed Orgeron, if you really want to win, I mean, look, saying Ed Orgeron won't coach again, Tom Herman's at where? FAU, I think, or Florida Atlantic or Florida International or something. Ed Orgeron, if he wants, now would he take a job like that? I don't know. I don't know what his financial situation looks like. I know that his guy, Derek Pomanski, who was his right-hand man at LSU, I think, he said there's some teams that have had interest in Ed Orgeron. I don't think Ed wants to take just any job. I think he likes the idea of getting into the Big Ten, but that ain't the spot. Northwestern is not the spot for Ed Orgeron.
No.
Matter of fact, the Big Ten isn't the spot for him. He's got to be an SEC or the ACC. You got to be somewhere in the South. I don't think. And would you? Well, what about Arizona? Not Arizona. Arizona's got a good young coach, but like, what about Pac-12? He had some success at USC as a recruiter.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Clay Helton stunk. I mean, that didn't work.
I don't know that coach has the commitment. That he's a great recruiter. I just don't know that he.
Okay, five worst places for Ed Orgeron. I go first. Money. Okay, I'm going to go first. Harvard. Now we can't use any more Ivy League schools.
Okay, no.
Harvard is the worst. Okay, now you get to pick a school.
I get to pick a school. How about the Citadel?
Okay, I'm going to go Rice, number three.
Okay, yeah, I don't see him at Rice. Cal.
Oh, that's a really good one. Can you imagine the professors and the students who would protest him? Oh, my God, Cal Berkeley is a great one. Good one, John. Now I'm going to pull. I don't think they care enough at UConn. Okay, Duke.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. North Dakota State.
Now the best ones. Louisiana Tech.
Louisiana Tech is perfect for coach.
I mean, could it get any better than La Tech?
Yeah. What about Tulane?
It might be. I mean, you know, they've Tulane got academic, good... but they'd still like to win in football. I mean, Willie Fritz, number one, Willie Fritz is a better coach, so I'm sticking with Willie Fritz.
Well, if Willie leaves.
If Willie leaves? Yeah, why not? You've got everyone who lives in New Orleans is LSU fans. Wouldn't you like to keep some of them in Tulane?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ed Orgeron would actually sell tickets.
No, he absolutely would. How about South Alabama?
Yeah. They actually have really cool. So the Senior Bowl, we go to practices now, South Alabama's place. They got a really cool facility.
There's a lot of Cajuns in that area.
Oh, are there really?
Yeah.
A cool stadium. Yeah. I still think like Mississippi State. Well, he was already at Ole Miss, but I still think Mississippi State.
I don't think he's getting a big job like that.
You don't
I
think?
I don't think. No. 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 There's too many good guys out there, and you can't take a chance on coach. We're done with this. We're having News of the Weird to finish up a great week. A great week of radio. Maybe one of the greatest weeks.
One of the greatest.
Only to be followed by Dell in the next show right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance, you need to talk about Craig DeCerf.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a man who has some great deals going on right now with GMC Sierra pickup trucks with the EcoTec engine, the V8 engine that is very powerful engine. They've got a great 90 days, no payment offer, 0.9% financing for you. It's a great opportunity for you to get that and trade-in value as well. There's great offers on Chevy Silverados, and I'm talking about 2022 or 2023 brand-new Chevy Silverado pickup trucks that are available with low, low APR available for you as well as dealer incentives as well. You always have to ask about dealer incentives because sometimes they're going to have the finance rates are going to be exclusive of the dealer incentives that they have. And the dealer incentives can change from month to month. So always ask what the best programs are. But you may find that you really love the Buicks. I think the Buicks are highly underrated in terms of their interiors, the way that they handle. The Buick Encore and the Buick Enclave are really fantastic. And they've got those vehicles for you as well with great trade-in value. You can get in there and ride in style in a brand new SUV from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. All of their inventory is available at LanceZCars.com. You can start the car buying experience online with their chat function, and they'll go out of their way to even deliver cars into Houston if that's what they need to do because customer service matters. It's my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
1 year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door. Next year, we're going to kick the son of a in.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right, Lance, do you think your air fryer is spying on you?
No. I just got one, but I keep it outside, but I don't think it's. Why?
Ted
Should I
Cruz.
Be worried about it?
Ted Cruz, bettering his Q rating, he proposed a law that would allow citizens to know if their air fryer is spying on them. Are you going to vote for Ted Cruz again because he's just trying to make sure that you're leading a safe life?
Honestly, I'm not selling meth or anything like that. So if there's...
You don't care?
Yeah, enough. My air fryer's spying on me. I honestly don't care enough.
Do you have any friends who can fart at will?
No.
I have one. I'm with him right now, up here in Green. He's an amazing.
Is this the guy who can also suck milk out of his nose or whatever?
No, he can drink beer through his nose. Yeah,
it's the same guy who can drink beer through his nose.
Yeah, that guy.
And he can also fart at will.
Oh, he's amazing! How he can
fart
at will.
What a carnival act he is.
He really is. Well, RFK Jr. having a press conference for his presidential campaign. Apparently, there was a big argument there. One guy, Mr. Deschert, started screaming about what a scam climate change is. And then this old guy, about 86 years old, Mr. Hayden Guest, called him effing insane and insignificant. So Mr. Deschert announced, "I'm farting," and started to fart real loud at this press dinner for RFK Jr. Do you think this is a great way to set off your presidential campaign?
Well, it wasn't RFK who was doing it. It was somebody else.
No, I know, but even still, right, I
got to look this story up because now, is there video?
I don't think there's video,
well,
but there is. No, there's it. It's in a few places. Oh, it's easy to find. RFK Jr. press dinner, and you'll see. Oh, yeah. It's
and what
all
does the
over.
Guy say? Say it again.
He says, he thinks
no,
that
I know
it's
about
a
all
climate.
That stuff. Tell me about the fart thing.
He says, "I'm farting." And then the people, everybody heard just like giant fart. I'm just impressed that you can fart at will.
Is this this must have been about methane gas or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know why he was just deciding that he was just going to start. You know what? I'm tired of this. I'm just going to start farting.
Right.
And I didn't know there was a method to his madness.
And I'm ruining the climate because I'm farting right now. Okay. Right. You know, there's something new going on right now, Lance, that I'm not sure. Women are refusing to shave their bikini areas in the latest summer trend. Do you feel like this is a trend that you're all in on?
All out.
You're out?
All out on that.
On the newest trend?
A lot of these trends are stupid. That trend to me is like, we're not doing this again. We're not going backwards.
We used to do this.
I know shorts. I know short shorts came back. I get that. I know that Crocs somehow made it back and where kids want to wear Crocs and all this stuff, but we're not doing that one again. We're not going back that far back.
Apparently we are. And you're not telling women how that we're
there.
Well,
I'm not.
Shave,
you can
sir.
Do what you want to do. It's not like I go to the beach much, but I just feel like that's a trend that probably dies quickly.
Well, we hope it dies a very quick death. But there's pictures if you want to go look it up. It's something that hopefully will go away in a hurry. We're done. Dell is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you got that to look forward to. Right now, though, y'all have a great weekend, by the way. Right now, though, Lance, you need to talk about tequila.
You. Oh, well, yay. It's Friday, and I get to talk about tequila. This is perfect. And the weekend officially begins right now when we go off the air. It begins for me. It begins for John. It begins for you. Most importantly, the listeners. So whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing. You're done. It's officially your weekend. Go buy a Maestro Dobel. If you don't have Maestro Dobel, you're going to love it. Get a bottle, put it on your shelf, take it off the shelf, open it, and start to sip. Because whether you have Reposada, you have the Añejo Extra, the Cristalino, the Smoke Silver, no matter what your choice is, for Maestro Dobel, you're going to have a sipping tequila that goes down so smooth. It's so delicious. It's got a hint of sweetness. There's different flavor profiles for each one. They're all very different, frankly. Although, you know, you can taste some similarities, but there's going to be a big difference when you get into all these Maestro Dobel tequilas. But the great thing about Maestro Dobel is it's got a really good price for being such a top shelf tequila. Make sure that Maestro Dobel is in your is on your liquor shelf this year with Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
Bacon for everybody!
ESPN 97.5.com. What did we say to you?
And if I said something to you, maybe I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it, but I don't think I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But if I did, then tell me what it was, and I'll say sorry for that too.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams, and inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
Well, no, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do.
Why?
Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it. They want something safe
and fun.
Yes, fun, but also something that actually teaches you.
Big words like FOMO synthesis.
Yeah, close enough. And they want fun songs, videos, and interactive games that help you grow, not turn you into
a zombie that bites other zombies, and then the zombies take over the world, and then fly to space and live on the moon, and fly in rocket ships on planets with loads of candy.
Yep.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love,